When it comes to memories, for most people, getting married and walking down the aisle are usually among the very best ones. Well, on today's case, Mrs. Reed says that when she looks back on her wedding day, she's filled with nothing but regrets. She says Mr. Reed is not the man she thought he was when they tied the knot, but is instead a cheap cheater with a silver tongue. Now she's convinced her marriage is nothing but a sham, and she's here in my courtroom to end it today. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, here's the case of Reed versus Reed.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Reed and Mr. Reed. Mrs. Reed, you say you will no longer be controlled and manipulated by your husband, and you're ready to end this marriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Reed, you say you cannot imagine life without your wife. You are here to try to save your marriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so you've been married for 2 years, although together for 6 years, and you have two little ones at home, but also raising your child from a previous relationship.
Yes.
So this is a family. It must be pretty serious to bring you to court, Mrs. Reed. Why are we here?
Your Honor, I'm here because Amir, he showed himself to be, you know, the picture-perfect guy. And, you know, all he did was let me down. You know, Amir is very financially manipulative, controlling, and he's a cheater. I just want a divorce. I want to work out a co-parenting situation.
Wow. That's a whole lot, Mr. Reed. Do you hear what your wife said? What do you say, sir?
I'm here to save my marriage. I love her. She has a lot of value, a lot of passion, and she's very supportive to me. And I just want her to trust me.
So let's see if there's something left there, because Mrs. Reed seems hurt. I'd like to know how we got here. Can you take me back to when you met and what has led us to this point, Mrs. Reed?
We met at the supermarket. And so he was staring at me, you know, and I was kind of like, who is this guy looking at me like this? You know, we started talking and we started cracking some jokes. And so, you know, we exchanged numbers and everything. And so we proceeded to leave the supermarket. I was driving home and then he was following me. So I thought he was a stalker.
A little creepy.
Yep. And so I stopped the car and I got out and I'm like, you know, why are you following me? And he was like, I live here too. I live in the same complex. And I was like, oh, okay. That's a coincidence. And so we started dating,
mm-hmm. You know. Were you involved in a relationship at the time you met Mr. Reed?
No, I wasn't. I was coming out of a previous marriage that didn't work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you had a little one.
Yeah, yep. I had a 2-year-old mm-hmm. when we met.
I go to you, Mr. Reed. Did you have expectation that it would turn into something long term?
I did not. Mm-hmm. At first, honestly, I thought it was just another kind of like a quick relationship, something that was just going to hear by day.
Like
by
a dating.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But after time spending with her and working with her, I've seen that she had a lot of smarts.
She impressed you.
Yeah. She's very creative, too.
So clearly you all had a bunch of stuff in common. And I understand Mr. Reed was very good with your son. Am I correct?
Yeah. That's true, Your Honor. He is very good with my son. And that's one of the things I loved about him.
How did it go from sort of a fairy tale fantasy to I now don't trust him? What's going on?
You know, well, things took a turn for the worse. And Amir, he changed.
Can you pinpoint the time?
Absolutely, yeah. So I had met these young ladies at an event we went to, and they were really nice. We got along, and I had planned for us to go skating. And skating for me is, it gives me time to be myself. I love the music. I can vibe with it. And I told Amir, I said, I'm going to go skating with these girls and we're going to have a good time at this time. Well, skating is at the same time every single Sunday. And so once it was time for me to leave, he blocked the door.
You mean physically blocked the door?
Yeah, he blocked the door. He wouldn't let me leave. And then we got into an argument. And he's just so super controlling. He wants to know where I'm going, who I'm going with, why I'm going.
What was the problem with the skating ring, Mr. Reed?
As a woman, going out after 10 p.m. is unacceptable without someone to protect you. I want her to feel safe.
Am I your child, though? Like, I have a curfew?
It's not about that. It's about me wanting to be by your side.
No, it's not about you. She wanted to go out with her girlfriends. Now, she was going to the skating rink, not to the strip club. What was the problem with her going to the skating rink?
She is a married woman. And I feel like we...
So married women can't go to skating rink.
I wanted to just be with you.
But Mr. Reed,
always go.
She don't want you with her and the girlfriends at the skating rink. And I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't even know a man that want to be bothered with a bunch of women partying and hanging at the skating rink, teeing. Queens go up in the skating room with the other queens, or if she really fly, she the Barbie queen up in here, the rest of them skippers. She doing her, just looking pretty, okay? She vibing on the music for a couple hours. She getting back in the Uber or whatever car and coming on home to her husband and her kids.
That's a lot of people. I don't just tell you can't go nowhere. I'll just make sure that when you do go to certain places that if I feel like I need to be there...
Ms. Reed, you're making things up while you stand here. You physically blocked her from walking out of her own house to go to a couple hours of skating with girlfriends. So you do have a problem with her independence. That is something that actually occurred. So please don't stand in the courtroom and say, I don't have a problem with that. Don't say that's fine, because it's never been fine.
But just when it's late, that was 10 p.m. It's
You're
dark
never
outside.
Gonna make me believe that you don't go
outside.
Out at 10 o'clock at night. You're never gonna make me believe that you don't go out with your fellas and your boys and do your thing. See, but just stand in the truth of who you are.
We have a family, Your Honor. I have to be responsible for her and our
children.
No,
excuse me.
In that one vehicle.
She has to be responsible for her. She's a whole human being. This is not your child. This is not your property. Women are not chattel. She may be the mother of your children, but by herself, standing there, she's a whole person. You have not recognized that one time. You have not recognized that she makes her own decisions about who she is, where she goes, who she affiliates with, what is going to happen in her life. Mm-hmm. That is what she does.
Yep.
Because she's a grown-ass woman. Period.
And I have no problems with any of that. I don't think women are chattel. I don't have any type of disrespect towards... I was raised by my mother. I don't have any disrespect towards any woman, anyone in here.
But you have an expectation of what kind of woman she's going to be.
You know what, Your Honor? Speaking of him not having no disrespect, let's talk about when he did have some disrespect. So, it was Mother's Day. So, we go out, we have a good time, we eat it and everything. The waitress comes with the check. Well, he give me the check.
And it's Mother's Day.
I know. And he tap-tapping his pockets, talking about, I forgot my wallet at home.
That was one time.
You did that on purpose.
Why did you have short little dinosaur arms when it came time to pay the check? Why didn't you pay the check?
I typically do. But at that time, I didn't have it.
Tell the truth.
I had to slide him the money under the table.
So you didn't look like Boo Boo the Fool?
Yeah.
But it was a waste of money. I could have cooked the meals. I don't have no problem with that.
Hold on a second. I don't want you or you saying one word. You just told the truth. I just heard you. It was a waste of money. I could have cooked her a meal. We could have done something else. That was not what she wanted. It was Mother's Day. She wanted to go out to a restaurant. You agreed to do that, but the way you decided to get her back was you didn't pay. Oh, I hear everything,
but
Mr. Reed. I'm paying attention.
But I don't have any problems with cooking and giving her the
She didn't ask you to cook.
Why?
She didn't want you to cook. She wanted to go out.
But don't you want to be taken care of?
Not you at all times, Mr. Reed.
Yeah, sometimes I want to do other things with you and our family. I don't want to always be at home.
That's fine.
He said he was going to go to his family's house and take a shower, and then he was going to come back. I decided to go over there. So I opened up the door, and what I could see through the crack was a lady sitting in the chair. We just found out we was pregnant, and you going to do something dirty like this on my birthday?
I wanted her to try the products.
And you wanted to do all of this on your girlfriend's birthday while you inside with a potential client.
Not a good look.
Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
I have a situation that kind of gets me a little emotional. So it was my birthday, and I had just found out I was pregnant with my daughter.
Wow.
That morning. And we were going to just celebrate in the house. Going to just me and him. We was going to enjoy the day. It's my birthday, and we found out we was pregnant. Well... He said he was gonna go to his family's house and take a shower, and then he was gonna come back to my house. And, you know, he was taking a while. It was like 2 hours later. I'm like, what the heck? They up the street, you know? And so I decided to go over there. So I opened up the door with my spare key, and the chain was on the door. And so from what I could see through the crack was a lady sitting in a chair. And it's 10 o'clock at night. And so I'm telling the mirror, I said, open up the door. He opened up the door. I'm trying to, you know, ask the lady questions to find out why she's here. She remains silent and then she leaves. So Amir just standing there looking silly. We just found out we was pregnant and you gonna do something dirty like this on my birthday? This is my birthday. Like,
a customer.
You don't care about me that much. And then he's talking about, well, she was a customer for the business.
What do you mean she was a customer?
She was an influencer. She was a customer. She had herself, like, established. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to make sure, I wanted her to try the products. I wanted her to, like,
and you wanted to do all of this on your girlfriend's birthday on the day that you find out that you're about to have a child.
It was
That's
a surprise.
When you thought that was going to be a good time at 10 o'clock at night.
With the chain on the door.
While you inside with a potential client.
Not a good look.
Your Honor, I wanted her to be surprised. I wanted her
She didn't want to be surprised. She wanted her man back home after he took his shower from his homeboy's
but
house to go out with her for her birthday and celebrate the impending birth of your child. That's
but
what she wanted.
But customers away.
But that's what she wanted, Mr. Reed. And not even for that 2 hours could you do that. That was not the time for you to be having this meeting, period.
I just felt so hurt. I was surprised. I didn't know he would do something like that. This was before any signs or anything that I may have saw overlooked, and I was just, like, hurt.
And I
You know, nobody
to
could
her.
Tell me I anything.
I know that was a mistake. I just want her to trust. Like, I've always still had her back regardless. I've always made sure that she could go out. In the beginning, I was controlling.
No, you still controlling because I'm listening to it, Mr. Reed.
But I'm working on myself.
What is going on with these direct messages?
Women are the best marketers, and then because of the work that we do together, I have to give the side eye because her finding out that I cheated on her, not with business, but other times.
How many times?
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
I went to one of my friend's yoga classes and it was this girl there and she recognized me. She was like, weren't you selling products at the festival last year? And I was like, yeah, I was there. She was like, the dude that was with you, she was like, that wasn't your dude, right? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, because he slid in my DMs. And she sent me evidence. I have the evidence.
Did you submit the evidence to court?
Yep, I did.
Oh, Lord. Okay, how can I support? Looks like they met their goal. Oh, well, great. Can we text? No, I don't want to. His response is fair.
Mm-hmm. Why are you asking to text her in the first place?
Because she's a model.
Okay, but...
And I was potentially, honestly, to make sure that she could also brand our products.
You know, but the young lady's response to you clearly was one of, I don't think so.
Yes, I don't want to. And I said fair. It's right there.
Yeah,
I didn't have
Here's my question. What else were you asking her?
Nothing. That's all that's there.
That shouldn't have even been about. I should have been able to go and have a nice time and do yoga and come home feeling relaxed.
He has been untrustworthy in terms of relationship, right?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Reed, do you think that there was actual cheating? I mean, honestly, do you believe
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a situation where he confessed.
What do you mean he confessed?
He wanted to explain about the DMs that I saw. Because once I saw the girl at the yoga, you know, I kind of got curious, and so...
So now you're going to start looking, Inspector Gadget,
I started looking. I went through his phone, and I saw a bunch of DMs, and one of them was from his ex. And him and his ex is reminiscing about the past and how all the fun that they had, you know, and asking him
but
if he a girl dad.
But I seen the same thing in her phones. She was hurt, and she would send out other messages to her exes, too. She also connected with him.
What is going on with these direct messages? Let's talk for real now.
Well, I mean, honestly, women are the best marketers when it comes to holistic products.
I agree with you on that. And I do understand business development. I get that, sir.
And then because of the work that we do together, that I have to give the side eye because how I have treated her in the past and her finding out that I cheated on her. But I didn't want that to be the part of it. But I have confessed to her that I have cheated on her. Not with business, but other times.
How many times?
About 8 people.
Wow.
8 people, not 8 DMs.
But I wanted her to know that, like, that was horrible. That was...
You think?
Yeah, it was.
I now finally get why you're so controlling.
But I
it's because you know that you've been a dog. You know that you've been out here being inconsiderate, disrespectful, untrustworthy, unfaithful. You know that that's who you are and that's who you've been. And so you are placing the burdens of your lack of character on her shoulders. Now I finally figured it out.
But it's not who I am.
No, yes, it is.
I have had that character, but that's not who I am today. The reason that I'm here is to save our marriage. I wanted her to know that I want her to trust me, and I have been trustworthy.
When's the last time you've been in those situations with miscellaneous women?
I don't know, like a year ago.
Those text messages that I had pictures of was from last month.
That's one girl, but we're talking about at least 8 that we know of.
That was years ago. That was before we were married.
From what he told me,
though.
Once we got married, he hadn't cheated on me with anybody since then.
Other than this one situation here, is that what you're telling me?
Physically, is what I'm saying.
Ms. Reed, you got divorce papers with you. Let me see if they're even in order. May I have them, Robert, please?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Reed, you came to court today with divorce papers in hand. My only question at this point is whether or not you have made a determination whether his controlling and manipulative behavior is something that you want in your life.
You know what, Your Honor? I don't want that in my life. 8 is more than enough for me, you know? And he was talking about building trust, and it's like, how can I build trust back to something that was so devastating to me? And I want a divorce, Your Honor.
Mr. Reed, is there anything that you can say to your wife to fight for your marriage? Because what I'm hearing right now is manipulative and controlling, and it does not sound like a man who wants to rebuild trust. What can you do to tell Mrs. Reed that you can rebuild her trust?
Yes. I want to make sure that you know that I have changed. You're the light of my life. I've definitely made a lot of mistakes with you, with us, but our kids love me, and you have so much love and passion for us. And then it's no strings attached, Your Honor. She really gave me full respect, full love right out
there. In other words, she came to this relationship and marriage as her whole self.
And
you brought a lack of character. So you've got to stand in that.
That's very true.
You did. She gave you everything you asked for.
And it just turned out he's not my picture perfect husband.
No.
You know.
Well, honestly, Mrs. Reed, very rarely are things picture perfect. Mrs. Reed, I have divorce papers in my hand. Would you like them served?
I would like them served.
Robert, please. Please serve the defendant.
Mr. Reed, you've been served.
Mrs. Reed, your husband has been served with your intent to divorce him. Here's my thing. I would not stay in a marriage where I have to tamp down who I am, where I'd have to give up my spirit, where I'd have to give up my soul. That is not the example. Your husband articulated the example that he lived with. This is not how a man is supposed to react, because you don't want your son to think that this is how a man acts. And guess what you don't want your daughter to do? Think that this is all she can accept under no circumstances. Mr. Reed, sometimes I get disappointed, but I get more disappointed when somebody is hypocritical and really and truly says they want to fight for their marriage, but the only thing they bring into the table is more demands that the other person change. You got a lot of work to do on yourself, sir. Going to be a manipulative, controlling, narcissist, unfaithful dude and come in here demanding stuff.
Never seen an individual say, I don't have a problem with that, but had a problem with everything she did.
You don't know why? Because he knew he was doing dog stuff every single day. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that child need to run.
Made in Georgia.